Michael A. Yelverton Jr. on how to become a better gospel singer. Michael A. Yelverton Jr., better known by name, Mike Yelverton, has become famous for his powerful and soulful singing that can bring chills to the body of any listener. He brings many years of experience to his performances, having performed from churches to concert halls all over the world. Michael A. Yelverton Jr. has been practicing and performing the art of gospel singing for over 25 years, and he has developed many techniques over the years that make him one of the best gospel singers out there. Today he has great tips that will help you become a better gospel singer. Get a vocal coach. Having someone who is trained in singing instruct you on your voice is always useful. Besides, it's only so far that reading blogs can take you, and everyone needs a second, or third, opinion when learning new things. Be sure to find someone who will take you through proper technique while sharing their experience of what worked for them and what didn't work for them as they learned how to sing gospel music like Michael A. Yelverton Jr. You might even consider hiring him as a coach or interning with him, as he will teach you more about his own style of singing, as well. They can help you improve your vocal techniques, find what kind of voice you have, and teach you how to use it properly. A lot of people make gospel music but they can't really sing it like gospel singers, says Michael A. Yelverton Jr. Know your vocal range. This isn't something most people pay attention to, but knowing your vocal range will allow you to plan ahead for specific notes. Most voice types fall into two or three categories, with each category including several subcategories: bass, baritone/tenor, and soprano/contralto. Michael A. Yelverton Jr. recommends staying in your natural vocal range if possible. Jumping between different ranges too frequently can damage your vocal cords and affect your speaking voice as well. If you are unsure of what your range is, ask a professional. They will be able to help you determine which category, i.e., best describes your voice type and make suggestions about how to stay within that range while singing. You should also learn how to avoid strain when singing high notes by using proper breathing techniques. Sing every day. It sounds pretty basic, but that's one of my personal secrets of how I got where I am today, and it continues to help me hone my craft as a singer, says gospel singer Michael A. Yelverton Jr. One of his former professors used to say that if he wants his singing voice never to break, sing every day, he says. Even if you are just listening for 15 minutes or so and making mental notes about how certain melodies sound in certain keys and situations. This is true in any performance art, like singing or acting. The more you train your body, the better results you will see later on. In essence, practice makes perfect, or at least makes something darn close. Improve diction and enunciation. If you want to be better at gospel singing, you need better diction and enunciation so that your message can really get across. You won't impress anyone with your ability if they can't understand what you're saying. Michael A. Yelverton Jr. encourages gospel singers to work on diction and enunciation. The reason why people don't understand you is that they can't hear you, he says. That's why he stresses not dropping sounds in words, particularly at the ends of them, like using an a sound instead of an ee or an o sound. It takes practice, but if you want your singing voice heard, it's worth it. Proper diction and enunciation will help you communicate more clearly with your audience, which in turn helps them better enjoy your performance and come back for more. Practice breathing exercises. When it comes to delivering more forceful, powerful, and robust vocals, you must include breathing exercises in your daily practice regime. It may be somewhat challenging at first, but eventually, you will get used to it and become better at it if you keep practicing these exercises every day like gospel singers Michael A. Yelverton Jr. and others do. Michael practices these exercises religiously before he gets onto the stage with his band worshippers of music during their live worship sessions or when they are singing for him on a one-on-one basis as an individual. The techniques that Mike Yelverton uses have helped him achieve great success in his career as a gospel singer, and you can use them too. Just make sure that while practicing these exercises, you don't strain yourself, because that would only lead to physical problems, which is not what we want here. So start off slow and easy until you feel comfortable enough with it, then increase its intensity gradually over time.